So as far as aid and maybe what you just see here in North Dakota, what is needed at this point? Is there still a lot more stimulus that is needed in the state?
Yeah, that's an interesting discussion, Eric. I tell you what, I'm going to say something here that's probably not going to be popular with part of the farming population out there and going to be real popular with the other. But we're hearing from members, and our board have had this discussion, enough is enough, quit, because you're not helping our markets out. Government payments distort markets, okay? As long as the end buyer or the middleman buyer knows that the government's going to keep us in business, there's no reason to bid on price. I mean, if something's $1.50 and you need $2 to break even and the government's going to make up that 50 cents, what's the incentive for the buyer to keep us in business? There is none. If they think the government's going to keep handing out checks, there's no reason to move the market and get aggressive on buying to make sure that we stay in business so there's product to buy next year, because then companies make margin on handling bushels or handling pounds or handle, you know what I'm saying? And so our members are going, you know what? Most of these payments have been really awkward. They've been skewed, especially on the beef side of it. There's been some that the whole livestock thing that they came out with, I haven't heard very many positives from members on. And the ranching community and some of the decisions FSA and USDA made on that. So we're hearing from our members, just stop. Enough is enough. Just let's get the country back to work. Let's stop the hype and the overreaction to this virus. Let's get the facts out there. Let's get the economy back rolling. Let's make sure we're working on trade deals. Let's make sure that the trade deals we have, that people are living up to. And let's stop trying to look for a reason that we need to hand checks out to farmers and ranchers and start getting back to business, getting opened up so they start using our products, they start using our commodities. The buyers know they've got to pay to pony up, or we're not going to be in business next year to raise anything for them, instead of the government propping up the buyers by taking up the slack that they should be paying for the product.
Right. Is
So
it almost.
it's kind of a long answer to this, but boy, we've had a serious discussion on this from our board level, because we're hearing from members that enough is enough.
Yeah. And I'd almost say that we have to kind of get through this fall's harvest to really see where we are and what's needed, correct? And the other part of it is what China is actually going to buy. I mean, we've seen some major purchases, and they've got several more major purchases and maybe a lot more purchases that they're going to have to do. But if they make those purchases, things actually would be pretty good, would they not?
Well, in theory, they should be, but have we heard of any serious weather events anywhere? There was talk of some, but none of them panned out anywhere in the world so far. There's still some talk of some, but none of them are coming to fruition. There was talk in the Corn Belt. Things were getting dry the end of June, beginning of July, and all of a sudden they got a rain, and now they're talking some bumper crops in the Corn Belt coming. So, I mean, it's still a supply thing out there, and it's still, we need all businesses that use and sell food to get back to doing things. The service industry, that the hotels and restaurants and that, we need them back to normal so that they're using more of the products, and there's more events going on, and there's things that are using up some of the more specialty cuts or some of the more specialty sausages or some of the more specialty, whether it's pulse crops or, things like that some of those events utilize. We just need some of that going. We need that going on, obviously, around the whole world. But, our domestic side of things here in the United States are really depressed. And, that's what hit dairy real hard. When restaurants weren't serving, dairy products, it put a pinch on the dairy producer. So more and more, we need to figure out how we get businesses back up and running at full speed instead of this modified speed that we're running at right now.